Father, we bless your name this morning. You are the Lord. You will never change. Your glory, you will never share with any graven image. We bless your name, O Lord. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You are God forevermore. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We honor you, O Lord. Hallowed be thy name, Father. O Lord, we declare your majesty. We declare that you, the Lord, you are great, O God. We honor you. We bow before you. Lord, we say you are good. You are merciful God. O Lord, we honor you. We bless you this morning. And Father, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 18th of January, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy over your life. Honor him, for his good is God. For his good is kind, is merciful unto you. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare upon your life as you go today that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare over this day, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord see me through this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I am blessed of the Lord. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, I raise the banner of the Lord over me. I declare today that the Lord will make a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon my day. Oh, this day I declare that you will yield unto me the blessing that the Lord has proposed for me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I speak to this day that I assess the provision of God for me in you. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord is my portion in you this day. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, I go from strength to strength. In the name of Jesus, the grace and the glory of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, oh, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The eyes of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that no weapon that is raised against me will prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn them. Any form of evil that is programmed into this day, I cancel you today. In the name of Jesus, you will not stand. In the name of Jesus, I declare every evil altar that is raised in this day, you will not stand over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the mercy of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I receive the timely interventions of God's mercy today. In the name of Jesus, the provision of the Lord is given unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my head will not lack oil. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. My cup will not be empty. The Lord anoints my head with his oil of gladness, with the oil of greatness. My cup runs over, and I declare by his word that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the light of God shine upon me. In the name of Jesus, my seat is not in the corners of darkness. I am not seated in the place of darkness, but I am seated with my Lord Jesus in the heavenly places. Oh, because in him I live, in him I move, in him I breathe, and in my Lord Jesus I have my being. Therefore, I declare today that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The Lord preserve me in the name of Jesus, for he has said that he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. I am protected by the blood of Jesus. I declare today, I receive angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. As I go today, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to bless the name of the Lord over our beloved brethren that we have been praying for in the past 3-4 days. I want you to appreciate the name of the Lord for His mercy and for confirming His word over our life. I want you to appreciate the Lord. Thank the Lord because the Lord is going to perfect all that concerns us. The Lord is going to bring our healing to perfection. He's going to make it permanent in the name of Jesus. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this healing. Thank you for this perfection. Thank you because your blood has sealed this testimony. And we pray, O Lord, that the balm of your healing will rub over her in the name of Jesus. We declare, Lord, that the strength be returned in the name of Jesus. We speak to our body system. All that needs to be renewed, to be replenished, to be restored, we declare that they are restored, renewed, replenished in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Because of time and space, so that we will not lack behind in the major thing that the Lord has asked us to do, that is giving out His word every morning. We are going to be dropping some things that we've been adding on this morning podcast so that we can actually focus on the declaration and the word of the Lord for the day as you go. By the grace of God, like I said, today is Sunday. We are going to bless the name of the Lord. We are going to thank Him for His mercy and for His grace. His good, His kind, and His mercy endures forevermore. So we are going to be reading from the book of Psalm 29. Or let me say, we are going to be singing unto Him from the book of Psalm 29. And we are going to read the whole Psalm from verse 1 to verse 11. I want you to read this passage of the scripture with an heart of gratitude to give glory to the name of the Lord, for He is God. He alone is God and no one else. He alone is God and no one beside Him. Verse 1, give unto the Lord, O mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young white ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flame of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in the temple, everyone says glory. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord gives strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Praise the Lord. The Lord is glorious. Give unto the Lord. Beloved, this morning I want you to give glory to God for His might, for His mercy, and for His grace. Return all glory unto the Lord. Our God is mighty, is merciful, is gracious. Honor Him. Know this for a fact, that God is mighty in His deeds and glorious in His acts. You cannot predict, neither can you prevent His acts. You cannot prevent His acts, and you cannot predict His move. He's simply mighty in His deeds. He's simply mighty in His doing and glorious in His act. He said in His word that my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. His thought is far beyond our thoughts. Our ways are nowhere close to the ways of the Lord. This is our God that is glorious. God that holds no man any explanation of His doing. He holds no man any explanation of His act and His deed. But still, our Lord God is so honored that He reveals His plan to His people. He reveals His plan and His ways to us as His beloved out of His mercy and out of His grace. My Lord, my God, you are complete in all your ways. Our Lord, our God is complete in all his ways. Oh Lord, you need no internal or external circumstances to move. You need no addition to you to complete you as God. You are God all by yourself. You are simply mighty. You are simply powerful. You are simply marvelous. You are simply marvelous and glorious in all you do. You need no man to complete your perfection. You are perfect in all your ways. You are God. You are glorious. You are mighty. Like I used to say, I've been saying it now several times on this platform. Our God is complete in his ways. God is not trapped in the equations of men. He does not need an external factor, an external variable to complete himself. No, he doesn't need a positive or a negative for him to be balanced. He does not need an external element to complete the reaction of his equation. No, he's God all by himself. You are the Lord over all season, over all times of our life. You are God. You are God who sit on the flood, who sit over the flood. You are God who sit on the storm, and you are God who sit over the great waters. You are God all by yourself. You are God over the mountain. You are God over the mountains. You are God over the valley. You are God over the hills. You are God over the plain. You are God over all forevermore. There is no searching of your understanding. You are God all by yourself. The voice of the Lord is powerful. Our God is seated enthroned over the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. Who will question you? Who will challenge you? Your glory you will never share with any grieving image. Oh, you are God. You are God all by yourself. You are God and you are complete. You need no man. You need no man to be the God that you are. You are God all by yourself. You are the Lord that sit upon the flood. Yes, the Lord that sit king forever. The Lord God that gives strength to his people. Oh, you are the Lord that bless your people with peace and with strength. Well, bless your name. Beloved, I want you to bless the name of the Lord. I want you to give glory to him. Speak out of his revelation, the revelation of his mightiness, his act, his deed over your life, the testimonies that he has given to you, what you have seen that the Lord has done for you. Come into his throne with thanksgiving. Give honor unto him. Speak about his goodness. Reveal unto the world the greatness of his might, his deed, his act in your life. Our God is good. Speak of his mercy, of his tender love, of his grace over your life. If not for God, where would you be today? Whatever situation that you are presently, whatever pain that you are going through, if not for God, many waters will have gone over you. As a matter of fact, many of us will have been forgotten. They will not even remember our name anymore. But for God and for his mercy, but for his countenance that is lifted upon us, give honor unto his name. He is God and is God forevermore. Oh, for the Lord our God is full of majesty. Father, we bless you. We exhort you, for you are God. You are not a man. Your glory you will never share with any grieving image. We bless your name, O God. We give honor unto you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. We bless you. We honor you. You are good. You are kind unto us. May your name be exalted forever in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you like he has asked me to do every morning. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. To verse 26. I declare his word upon your life as you go to his presence today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. And God bless you. Have a wonderful day and enjoy yourself in the presence of the Lord.